So what's the thinking in terms of developing these kinds of agents and these two in particular? I would think that people are talking or thinking about upfront treatment. What are some of the strategies?
I think certainly people want to initially get this drug to patients who need it. And that's really the patient population who've had prior crizotinib and are beginning to fail. So that's a group of patients who need it, and I think that's the most likely path to its initial approval. Of course, people wouldn't want to always have to take two drugs if they could do better with the first drug. And so I can imagine a setting in which we'll explore first-line therapy with either of these new drugs. I think the challenge there is what we've seen with LDK-378, which is that the response rate and progression-free survival are similar for patients who have not had prior crizotinib as to those who've had prior crizotinib. So if you can get a response and progression-free survival of, say, 9 months on crizotinib, and then you can add another response and another 9 month progression-free survival with LDK-378, that may be the sensible thing for a patient. And I think we're definitely going to need to have some data to help us guide that path.
So Dave, what about other strategies, sequential strategies, combination strategies, you know, combining it with immune therapy, anything that's been discussed that, you know, has got you excited in terms of ALK positive disease?
Yeah, I think all those strategies are actually in discussion now. Everyone's kind of waiting to see if LDK will get on the market here based on just the phase one data, that similar phase one data helped crizotinib get on the market. And then if LDK gets on the market, where is it going to be? Is it going to be a first line drug? Are doctors just going to use it instead of crizotinib? Are they going to use it only at failure? Is there this feeling that LDK is already better than crizotinib, even though there's not been a head-to-head study comparing those two? I think right now the value of LDK is unknown, and yet there's this feeling that it's the best drug to get access to. This is what patients are traveling far and wide to try to get access to. It's why John's patient went to Colorado from Houston from some other center to try to get access to therapy like that. Yes, I think the next steps are to begin to understand, is chemotherapy necessary to combine or use sequentially, and how does immunotherapy play in this? But we're pretty far from knowing where those therapies belong. I think everyone in here would agree that these drugs are not going to be enough, that your patient who went on crizotinib, who goes on LDK, and I have patients like that right now who are now, you know, entering their third year of not being on chemotherapy. I'm not going to pretend that that patient's never going to get chemotherapy or never going to get potentially an immunotherapy. The question is, how do you sequence things? And I don't think we know. LDK is, I have a limited experience at our center, but my patients who've been on it is a pretty remarkable drug. So I have a patient who progressed on crizotinib in the brain in a pretty negative way, had to get whole brain radiation therapy, was pretty symptomatic from that. Fortunately, the LDK trial allowed this patient to go on the LDK study, and this patient has done remarkably well, has done unbelievably well in terms of not progressing anywhere and responding and feeling well. I have another patient who, the day she was supposed to start LDK therapy, a baseline brain scan found a lesion. She was asymptomatic. Her and her family were very concerned about what this means. I had everything all set up to go with stereotactic radiation. I gave her a prescription for steroids in case she became symptomatic, but the study allowed us to start her that day anyway. And, you know, knock on wood, it's been almost 9 months now. She's had no progression in that lesion. She's had no symptoms.
Did she have shrinkage?
The lesion was small. It was a sub-centimeter lesion. It has not progressed. We've not seen other lesions at all. And she continues to do well on LDK with her systemic disease. It's a pretty remarkable drug. Is the Chugai Roche compound better? Is Ariad's compound better? You know, how do all of these stack up against crizotinib? I don't know. But it's exciting to see that we have some pretty fantastic options for patients.